Kiribosi, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Pei, and we're here on Ayin Tes Amadeus a couple of days before the Siyam. Mitzvah Shem, you have big plans for it. Am Yisrael needs to celebrate, needs your simchas, needs the chizuk and limud haTorah. As always, our learning should be b'schus all of those, omdim batzara v'shevya. Mitzvah Shem, we should be zochah to hear good news, and we should have Yeshua, right, Bekarov, right, Amen. So let's see the Gemara. We're here by the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amabez, right? We had said in the Mishnah yesterday, when a guy goes to Chutz Laretz and he brings his wife, comes back with his wife and kids, there's some sort of variation. Original wife, second wife, right, these kids, other kids, right? All the Mishnah said, how many times and in what scenario, right, do you have to bring proof that these are them? And with regard to yichus, right, again, we're going to say that they're miyuchas, that they have proper yichus or not, right? Who are they, etc.? Right, the Mishnah had various levels of believability. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, v'chula mekruchen achareya, when all of them, or when they're hanging on to her. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, they got any case where the Mishnah said you don't have to bring a proof about the kids, right? That is when the kids are hanging on to the mother, right? Because we don't need a proof. Well, we see that that's what little kids do, right? So they're hanging on to the mother. So you don't need a proof, right, that that is her mother. That is in fact their mother. Again, similar to the Mishnah, but again, a guy says, right, I married someone in Chutz Laretz, right, he doesn't have to bring proof, he does have to bring proof about the wife, but he doesn't have to bring proof about the kids. And again, Pashas is because, they're hanging on to her. Right, and maybe, as we'll see in a second, meaning he has to bring proof about the big ones, right, but not the little ones. And again, b'med dvarim amurim, what are we talking about over here? Right, b'isha achas, right, only if there's one wife. Al b'shtei nashim, if there are two wives, meaning that he had a wife, and then that wife died, and he remarried. Right, so then maybe ra'ala isha v'alabanim v'alagdanim v'alaktanim, right, you have to bring a proof about everybody, because we could assume, again, we don't assume, rather, right, that this is necessarily, right, his kids, because even though the kids are hanging on to the woman, right, it could be that they're the kids from the first wife, right, and then they kind of unfortunately lost their mother, and then they're clinging on, right, to the stepmother. Right, we don't have any proof necessarily whether they are from the original mother or from this mother. Okay, but again, this is kind of a similar idea, right? That the kids are hanging on to the mother, right? That may tell us something, or may not, according to the second brisa, but that may tell us something about the yichus of the kids. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that lo shanu Ella Bekdushe Gvul. And when we say that we can assume, right, that the kids are hanging on to the mother, right, that tells me that that's her kids, right, that is for Kudshe HaGvul, for Kudshim, right, in the outside of the boundaries, meaning outside of the, what's it called, of the, outside of Yerushalayim Taklis, right? Again, as Rashi points out, they're talking about Truma, right, that we're going to allow them to eat Truma, and assume they're not a halala, right, that they're not halalim, and we're going to allow them to eat Truma. But for Yichus, right, so then, lo, we don't mean to marry, let's say, marry a Kohen or whatever, right, so then you need real proof. You can't just assume on the Chazaka, rely on the fact that they're hanging on to the mother. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, says, afilu Yuchsin, right, even Rabbi Yuchsin, that even works, right, to let them marry into whoever. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, this is actually Rabbi Yochanan, Shidat Am Rabbi Chiya Bar, Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan, Malkin ala chazakos, Soklin v'sorvan ala chazakos, right, v'in sorvan truma ala chazakos. Very fascinating split. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says that we give Malkus for a chazaka, I'll explain all of these. Gemara is going to do us a favor and explain all these cases in a second. But we give Malkus based on a chazaka, right, if we have some sort of, right, something we assume, right, to be true, we'll give Malkus. We'll even give Skila or Strefa, but we won't, ironically enough, we won't be Soref Truma, right? We won't burn a Truma based on a Chazaka. What's going on in these cases? So the Gemara explains. Malkin ala Chazakos, what in the case would you give Malkus on a Chazaka? Kirav Yehuda. Dama Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Huchzaka nida bishcheno se'a. If a woman has a chazaka that she's a nida from her neighbors, her shcheneha, what do you mean her neighbors? Rashi says, right, that she was wearing her nida clothing. Now, this doesn't mean her undergarments. It means that back in the day, used to wear, right, specific clothing to show that there was a nida. Back then, nowadays, obviously, a very private thing. Back then, it wasn't private because there's an issue of tumantara. Right, you had to know to stay away, right, keep people, right, if a woman's a nida, she has tamai. So she could have some sort of, right, let's say she'd mess up some truma, whatever, right? Again, when you had halachas of truma tara, I said these things were necessary, right, for people to know. So they had different clothing, that they would wear. So we assume, again, she shows up, she's in her clothing, right? That people know, right? People assume that she's an Ida, right? And then if she's a Chosuk an Ida, and then people know, then Bala Lok Ala Misham Nida. Then if her husband is with her, and they're Edom for that, so then we're going to give him Malkus. Right, because we, again, we don't know that she was an Ida, but we, again, the neighbors, there's a chazaka there, and then we'll, therefore we'll give him Malkus. Solkin v'sorfen ala chazaka, what's that case? Kedir rabba bar avuna. Dam rabba bar avuna. Ish v'isha, tinok v'tinoga, shekdilu b'zoha bayis. Right, we have chazaka, man and woman, their kids, right, boys and girls, right, they grow up in a house, right, we don't know, we don't have Edim necessarily that they are mother, father, son, and daughter. But again, they all grew up together. They've been in the neighborhood 20 years. And Niskal and Zelzev and Israf and Zelzev. If Rachman al Son, they sleep with each other, so then they're going to give skila, even though we don't have actual proof that they were necessarily mother, father, and son and daughter. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Mishum bar Kapara. And sure enough, this actually happened. Maisa beisha achas beYerushalayim. Beisha shebasar the Yerushalayim. A woman who came to Yerushalayim. V'tinok mukrav la akteifa. She's carrying a boy on her shoulders. V'di lason. She brought him up. Bubala and Rachman al Tzlan. They had bia. V'heviyom the Beis Din v'skolom. And the Beis Din killed him. Not because it was definitely her kid. Not because we have Edom that it was her kid. Because that's what do you mean? That's how. Right, a mother and son act, right? They're you know, she's carrying on her shoulders, right? Up to, right? He clung to her, right? And then we see that Chazaka will be soklin, right? Even based on the Chazaka. Now, the third case, Ain't Sof and Truma Chazaka, one second. If you tell me you're going to give someone Malkus and you give someone Skila, why in the world wouldn't you burn Truma? Right now, there's an Isser to burn Truma, right? If Truma is Tahora, there's an Isser to burn it, but, why don't we burn Truma based on the Chazaka? So I'm Rishim ben Lakish. Rishim ben Lakish. Rish Lakish says Sorfen al Chazakos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't Sorfen. Again, Rish Lakish says we will burn Truma, and Rabbi Yochanan says we won't. Because it's the Tamayo, and this is their Shita. The Tanan is willing to the Mishnah. Tinok Shimta v'Tzad Ha'isa u'Botzik Biyado. If you have a kid that is hanging out b'tzada isa next to dough, ubotzik biyado, and he has dough in his hands, so Rabbi Meir mitaher v'chomim mitamin. The Rabbi Meir says it's tahor. Again, we don't have. We'll see in a second. We'll explain what Rabbi Meir says. But the chachamim might say it's tamei. Why? Because normally a kid will kind of play around, and we're nervous that the kid has played around, let's say, in the garbage, and there's some sort of sherets over there, and we're nervous that the kid. Right, is Tamei. Favinabon, we explain my time with Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's Shita? Meaning, why doesn't, right, he for sure has seen kids before, right? Kids play in the garbage. Please, kids play in the dirt. Right? Pasha says that a kid might have touched the sherets at some point. So why would he assume that a kid has dough on his hands, or we assume that dough is Tahar? Because there's a majority, there's a roof. Right? That most kids do play in the dirt. Some of them are finicky, like, I know some kids I know, right, that are finicky. They don't play in the dirt. V'isa b'cheskas taro medes. And the isa, right, the dough, as right, we know, is started out tahor, right? It has a chazaka of taro. V'samoch miyata l'chazaka is really ruba. And so we combine. We have a miyut of a small. We have a miyut, a minority of kids who don't play in the dirt. We combine that with the chazaka. Of the fact that the dough is tahor, and then Israeli ruba that kind of attacks and that makes the rove worse, right? And therefore the rove, we don't have a real strong majority over here, and therefore it's, you know, closer to 50-50, whatever. For Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan hold miut to mikan the lasadamis. The Rabbanan simply don't hold of the miut. I mean, they don't care. They don't even look at the miut. The fact that a couple of kids don't play in the dirt. Okay, so there's some finicky kids, but most kids do play in the dirt, and therefore once you have that, so then you ignore the miut. And then you have applied the concept of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. That if you have a rove versus a chazaka, right, the rove, right, overrides, and therefore, right, most kids play in the dirt, and therefore it's tummy. Amar shlagim mishim rabbi Oshia, right, zuhi shesorf and alevus ha-truma. And that's a chazaka, we'll burn truma. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ain't zu chazaka shesorf and alevus ha-truma. That's not a chazaka we're going to burn truma with. Ela eiz a chazaka, the Rabbi Yochanan shesorf and alevus ha-truma. What then is Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Right, is a chazaka, right, that we're going to burn truma for, because we have to, we would assume, right, that there's some sort of, right, we say there has to be some case. The Gemara says, k'detnan, like the Mishnah says, or probably, okay, k'detnan, is that, yeah, b'raisa, should be k'detanya, it says, okay, either way, isa b'toch avais, u'shrotzim v'tzvardim mitaplem b'sham, right, you have a dough inside a house, right, and you have, a little gross, you have the legs or the limbs right, of Shrotzim and Tzvardeim. Now, frogs are not one of the Shmona Shrotzim. Frogs are not Matame. Obviously, other Shrotzim are. So what happens, right, Vinimtzu Chatichos Ba'isa, then it's kind of gross, you find pieces in the dough. So we don't know if it's from a sheretz or from a frog, right? In Rov Shrotzim, if it's most of the things in the house or around the neighborhood are Shrotzim, so then Tamei, then it's going to be Tamei. In Rov Tzvardeim, but if you live, like, say, on a swamp, right, or in, you know, in Mitzrayim at the time of a plague, right, so then if most of the things around you are frogs, so then it's going to be Tohar. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan would be masking that you're going to burn the Truma. Okay. Fine. Tani Kavaz Rabbi Yochanan. We get a brisa that is going to back up Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it's Tamei, but we're not going to burn it, the Truma in that case. Or the dough, rather. The dough in that case. Shnei Dvarim, Ein Bohem Das Lishoel, V'aso Chachamim Kamashiyesh Vem Das Lishoel. We know that the din is that Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tamei, Safek Tuma Rishus HaYachid is Tahar, all the way around, sorry. Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tamei. We learned that from Halacha of Sota. But, I mean, because we assume, again, we have a Safek that whether she was Matame herself, right? We have Safek that whether she was Matame. We don't have Edim, right? We have Kino and Stereo. Okay, fine. We did that in a couple of places. Not in, is it Masach Sota? I don't remember. It must be. Okay, either way. So that's only if something called Das Lishol, that if you have an ability to ask and figure out, right, what it was. But if you don't, so then everybody agrees that everything in both scenarios it's going to be Torah. So says Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the Brisa says over here. There are two things with In Ben Dasi Shol that really we can't ask and really can't find out the status of the item in question, right? And therefore, theoretically, should be Torah, regardless of where it was found. But the Chachamim, right, made it as if there is Das there to be able to figure out. And therefore, right, in Rishus HaYochid it's going to be Tameh. So what are those? Tinuk Vodachar says the baby, right, the case that we've been talking about, right, and something else. Tinuk HaDamran, that's what we just mentioned, right, again, the baby's by the dough, etc. We can't ask the baby, right, what if he's Tameh, if he's Tohar, etc. But we assume that he's Tameh, okay. Vodachar is Mahi, what's that case? What's the second case? Isa Patoch HaBayis, Tanu Gomam, Mashkim Tameh Sham. Right, you have a dough in a house, and you have chickens, and you have Tameh, mashke, you have tamei juice or something, whatever. Beninzu, and then you find nikurim nikurim beiso. Then you find little pokes, right, in the dough. So tolin lo ochlin velo sorfin. So the halacha is that it's a suffix. I mean, we're not sure, right, whether it's tamei or not. We don't, right, obviously, we don't eat it, right? We may be tamei, but we don't burn it, right? We don't. I mean, if it was tamei, we could definitely burn the truma, but or I guess, yeah, the dough is. Dude, I keep on saying truma, but I'm not sure. Now that in the back of my head, I'm not sure if it's necessarily. Okay, either way, I'm not sure. I don't know why I keep on saying that. I don't think it's necessarily truma. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, so it's, yeah. If you look at Rashi, the first line, tolin im isazu truma. Yeah, it must have been, because otherwise, right? Why would you burn it, right? Im isazu truma, chashinan shema shasu atarnegolim imashkim atameim. Right. Again, what's the concern over here? We're nervous. Right, maybe I'm not sure if I explained it while I was thinking about why I said truma, but yeah, so it's a case where the dough is truma, and we're concerned, right? Maybe the chicken drank from the waters. The od mashkeb tofech bechar tomehem, and when the juice, the liquid, is still in their beaks, nakru beisa, right? Then they obviously poked a hole in the dough, and there's some sort of tome liquid, right, in the dough. So you can't ask the chicken, right? You can't ask the chicken whether he's tamei or tahor, right? What he did, but Chachamim made it as if it was you were able to ask, and therefore in Rishus HaYochid it would be tamei. I'm a Rishu Ben Levi. Lo shona el b'mashkim levanim. That's only if it's. This is only this whole suffix. We're not sure if it. We're talking about white liquid or clear liquid. Al b'mashkim adumim. But if it's red, it means that the nakar made the other. Well, you would know. You'd notice if the red. Right, is on it, if the dough is red at all. So Kumar says, Vidoma Balasinu Beiso, what do you mean? Maybe it just disappeared, it was swallowed into the dough, it was absorbed by the dough. So Rabbi Yochanan, Dover says, Shama Bribi, Fershaw, Lo Shama. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shubin Levi, the great one, Bribi, the great one, Rabbi Shubin Levi, That's what Rashi explains, but Gadol Dor. So he heard this, right? How in the world could he not hear the explanation? So what he meant, what the explanation is, lo shon al mashkim tzululim, right? That's only when it's clear liquid, shebavoa sheltino knikarlem, meaning that you can see the face of a baby, right, reflected back in it. But av mashkim avurim, achurim rather, but if it's thick red liquid, so then, lo, then it's not going to be tamei, because again, that's obviously going to be, right, found on the, on the dough. Again, it would just depend on what the color, right, and whether whether you have residue or not, right, depending on what color the mashke tame, the tame liquids, right, are over there. Okay, last Mishnah, or last sugya, really. Is it another Mishnah? I think it's another Mishnah. I could be wrong, I don't remember. But the last sugya, really, definitely in the Masechta, right, is talking about, right, yichud. Right, and this is what we're going to do, pretty much till the end, if I'm not mistaken. So the halacha is, right, obviously you can't be miyachid, you can't seclude yourself with the opposite gender. And the question is, how many, right, when, what scenarios? So the mission starts off like this. Lo yisachid adam mishnei nashim. Right, a man should not have yichud with two women. Rashi says right away, as the Gemara is going to explain in a second, b'nei shedaitin kala, because their das is kal, is light, doesn't mean weak, doesn't mean dumb, it means light. And what that means is, shtem, as Rashi continues, shtem nochos leitz patos. Right, they can be seduced, they can be convinced. Right, so you shouldn't be misyachid. Right, even if there are two women there, they're able, you're able, the person is able to convince them. Right, then they're not going to be embarrassed necessarily in front of each other. Okay, so man should not seclude himself with two women. But the opposite is not true. Right, if you look at Rashi, she'echad bosh mechavero. Right, if there are two men there, one guy will be embarrassed from his friend. Halacha is that it's only if they're not prutzim. If they're prutzim, so then this doesn't apply. But okay, obviously this is not alpi halacha limud. Mishnah says, right, one man with two women, no good. One woman with two men, that's fine. Rabbi Shimon says, af isha miyachidim shnei nashim, bismashi ishto ima. Rabbi Shimon says, well, if one of the women is his wife, that's totally fine. If yashin imayim bepunduki, they can even sleep in the same room in an inn and in a hotel. Penesha ishto misham rasa, because his wife is going to watch over him. Misyachid adam im imo vimbito, right? So arayos, right, there is no problem of yichud. Yashin imayim bekirav basar, and he can even sleep with them while they're touching each other. Vimigdilu, but if they got older, right, again, that's when they're little kids, right? That's already little kids. But vimigdilu, if they're already older, then yashna bekluso zu yashna. Biksusa, vizet yashin biksusa, right? They have to sleep while they're clothed, right? For obvious reasons. It's my time. What's the reason that, you know, for the numbers game? Why that Rashi says over here, lo yisyachidim shnei nashim, ki isha misyachedesim beza nashim, right? Why do we say it goes one way, not the other? Right? Why do we say that one man shouldn't be alone with two women, but two men can be alone with one woman? Because they're easily convinced, right? Women are able to be to be seduced. Okay, Menon Emili, the Gemara says, how do you know there's an iser, right, of yichud? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Remez liichud min haTorah minayin. And again, he kind of reiterates that, kind of a funny back and forth in the Gemara. But okay, where, how do you have a remez from the Torah? And this is a machlokes as to whether yichud is the rest of the Rabbanan, right? Obviously, we're going to quote psukim over here. The fact that it says remez, right, seems to indicate it's the Rabbanan, right? We're going to quote psukim, right? A lot of people hold it, a lot of the, you know, Rishonim hold it the rest. Okay, we're not going to necessarily get into that right now. But the pasuk says, if your brother, right, the son of your mother, which is obviously a weird thing to point out, as the Gemara will jump on in a second, right, will convince you. This is a case where someone is someone called a mesis. Someone's going to try and convince you to do avodah zarah. So when that pasuk says, aim at mesis ben av in a mesis, like why is it mentioning this? Is it only possible that the son of your mother, right, is going to be able to be, you know, convince you to do a avodah zarah, and your son or your father is not? Like, why do you have to mention that? Meaning, it could happen from anybody. So, el lomer lecha, right, ben misyachid imimo, v'asher l'sachid im kol arayah shabbatora. Right, to tell us, right, teaching us something totally unrelated, that a son can have yichud with his mother, right, but is not allowed to have yichud, right, with any other types of arayahs. Pashte the crow of a mikesiv. Again, when the pasuk is talking about what's the pashas of the pasuk, I'm Rabbi Lomi Bayi Kamer. Right, Rabbi Bayi is saying that it's in a Lomi Bayi style. I mean, you don't even have to tell me Lomi Bayi Ben Av. Right, you don't even have to tell me, right, the son of the father to Sonilei, because they have an inherent dislike. why they have inherent dislike, because again, they're going to have some sort of inheritance, right? They're, the other one's existence, right, kind of reduces the inheritance. That's what some commentaries say, that that was why Ham castrated his father Noach, because he didn't want to share the world with other brothers with and get less of inheritance. Okay. But that's, again, there's a rivalry over there. If I had slight Eitas Raos, and I give him bad advice, so he's not going to really advise him, right? He tells him, hey, come, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. You're not going to pay him any attention because, you know, you don't like him anyway. Elafilu Benahim, right? Even the son of your mother, Delo Sanilei, you don't have any rivalry there. There's no issue of inheritance, right? Inheritance goes to the father. So Emet Tzaisilei, or you might have thought that maybe you pay attention to them. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Pazik tells us that even that type of advice, right, you shouldn't listen to. Okay. Name of Masis, the look of Abba Shaul. Apparently, our Mishnah, it seems like our Mishnah is not like Abba Shaul. The Tanya is within a Raisa called Shloshim Yom Yotze Bechek. If a baby passes away within 30 days, goes out becheik, meaning without a coffin, meaning you can just carry it out. Ve'nikbar be'isha achaz v'shnei anashim, and this is the important part for us. And you can bury it with one woman and two men. Avelo be'isha achaz v'shnei anashim, right? And not with one man and two women. And then Abba Shaul says that's like our Mishnah, right? Abba Shaul Omar, right? Af be'isha achaz v'shnei anashim. You can even go to do the kvura with one man and two women. So the Gemara says, well, no, that's not really necessarily against our Mishnah, because what's the case, right? Afil atema Abba Shaul, Abba Shaul zaninos tavar yitzrei. What do you mean? Are you going to have some sort of inappropriateness by a burial, by the, burying a kid, a baby? Well, that's not going to lead to anything inappropriate. For Rabbanan, so Rabbanan, right? Sarvi like Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbanan like Rabbi Yitzchak, Tamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'is Ornein Adam Chai Gever Hakadav, Filu B'Shaul zaninos Shoshal Adam Yitzchak Miskaver Alav. That pasuk tells me that even when a person is in a bad place, his Yitzhar Hara can overcome him. He always got to be on guard. Abba Shaul, right? What does he do with that pasuk? Kiksiv, that pasuk is written. Ahu b'Mitzrayim amidosim kiksiv. It's talking about a person who complains, right? A person that complains of what Akash Baruch Hu has given him. V'achikamer, what it means is, right? Again, what literally the pasuk says: Ma'i sonein adam chai gever al chatav. Ma'i sonein adam chai. Well, why should a person complain? Right, he's alive. Right, gever al chatav. Right, he's a gever. Right, even though he sins, and that's what he says. Right, my Yisrael, that's back in the Gemara. Right, my Yisrael al midosav v'chi gever al chatav. Right, dayo chaim shenas adilo. Right, why Kosh Baruch is complaining? Why is this guy complaining about his life? Right, it's enough that I'm giving him life. I'm allowing him to be alive. Right, because even though he has had all these averos. So for Rabban, what about the Chachamim? Where do they learn with that? Meaning, why the Chachamim say that they're not concerned for the Yetzer Hara at that time? That they are concerned for the Yetzer Hara at that time. Meaning that. I'm not sure. Okay, well, you'll see what the Gemara answers and why I'm a little bit hemming and hawing about what the Gemara is actually trying to say. But okay, either the Rabbanan kia hu maisa ahi itza dhava uvda v'afikte. The Rabbanan said that there was actually a maisa, that actually happened, that the baby wasn't actually being buried, and right, she just needed to get out of town. Back in the day, the cemeteries weren't in town. Right, so there was actually a maisa shahaya someone took out a child who wasn't dead, right? They didn't bury it, but just to, you know, just so they would be able to have some privacy, a little bit crazy. And basically, Chazal say that, no, that the Yetzer Hara, right, is in Hanami, that even if the Yetzer Hara, right, is not going to be able, even if you say that Yetzer Hara is not going to be able to overcome a person, right, when they're having a difficult time, still, we're going to ask for this because people do crazy things, right, and it could be that they'll just take out the baby and leave it on a mat over there, and right, and so they could be outside the time and have some privacy. Okay, we're going to stop over here, right, we'll stop by the two dots, and we'll go back to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. I did just want to mention at the end, right, I didn't want to do it at the beginning because I think our focus should be on the Limud Torah. And on Rachman al-Islam, I had a very difficult day today with the news of a lot of people who've been killed. But I do want to say Hodul Hashem Kitov. In addition to the fact that we're finishing Kiddush and Seder Nashim very soon, today's a semi-exciting day personally, even though you can't really say that when you hear about people who've been killed and being killed because they're Jews. But I did want to mention, because it's Al Takar Satov Takash Baruch Hu, today is the 1,000th Shir that I'm putting on YU Torah. And if you would have told me when I was a little kid that you'd have 1,000 shirim online, in Hanami, most of it dafyomi, but, you know, still, probably never would have believed. So I do want to thank Kosh Baruch Hu for giving me Sata Dishmaya to continue through. I also do want to thank everybody who's been listening. And specifically, I just want to thank my dad, who is a avid listener, all right, of the Daf Yomi, who does it every day. I don't think without his chizuk, without his encouragement, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I would still be going. So just wanted to give my dad a shout out. Thank you so much. Love you lots, and I appreciate the chizuk. And mitzvah Shem, we'll be zocha. Right, everybody should all be zocha to learn for another 1,000 shirim. Amen. Ken Yerotzon. All right, everybody should have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.